Another plea for aid. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke with a large number of U.S. senators to ask for more help against Russia. North Dakota Republican Senator John Hoeven.
He talked about the civilian casualties, which is terrible, horrific. And, of course, he talked about how the Ukrainians are fighting back valiantly, talked about their need for military assistance, for more military aid, lethal weapons.
Zelensky also called on the U.S. to cut off all Russian energy imports. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba at the Korchova border crossing point in Poland. The pair then crossed the border to speak on Ukrainian soil.
I'm in awe of my friend, his entire government, President Zelensky, the courage that they are showing every day, the leadership that they're showing to the world. It's inspiring.
Russian President Putin, in a speech today, likened Western sanctions to declaring war, but added, thank God we haven't got there yet. The exodus of Ukrainians continues to neighbors such as Poland. Fox's Alex Hogan is in eastern Poland.
People are entering the country in trains. A lot of people are actually leaving the country to go back to Ukraine as well, and that's what we see. A big group of people just crossed through here, and they're going back. They're going back to fight. They're going back to defend their country that they love and they know, regardless of if they lived there or if they lived abroad, because it means that much to them.
Poland says it's already taken in about 700,000 Ukrainians. Boston's mask mandate for public spaces was lifted today. The decision was made earlier this week by officials, citing a decline in new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations, as well as high vaccination rates. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.com.
Relief and anger in Louisville, Kentucky over the jury's verdict related to the death of Breonna Taylor.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Brett Hankison, not guilty of wanton endangerment first degree.
Justice was done and the verdict was proper. That from the attorney of former Louisville police detective Brett Hankison, saying his client was doing his job as a police officer when he opened fire after his partner was shot in 2020 by Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. During a warrant search of Taylor's apartment, Hankison's bullets fired into a neighboring apartment, no injuries. Taylor was shot and killed by bullets from another officer. Though Hankison was the only one charged. Attorneys for Taylor's family saying that prosecutors tried to give away the case and that the jury got it wrong. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Woody Allen taking some criticism from an actress who had previously been in his films. Fox's Michelle Polino has details.
Mira Sorvino has real problems with her past relationship with Woody Allen and her inability to denounce Allen following accusations that he sexually abused his daughter, Dylan Farrow. The actress on the WTF with Mark Maron podcast said she has become friends with Dylan since and has no doubt in her story.
So I wrote a public apology letter to Dylan Farrow, denouncing Woody and saying, you know, if we have to kill all the old gods, so be it.
Sorvino won an Oscar and Golden Globe for Allen's 1995 film, Mighty Aphrodite. Harvey Weinstein was also connected to that film and several others, but she added, when he started making predatory moves and she refused, she claims Weinstein blacklisted her from the industry. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Mitchell Ryan, who played a villainous general in the first Lethal Weapon movie, a ruthless businessman on TV Santa Barbara, and in the soap opera Dark Shadows of the 1990s sitcom Dharma and Greg, died Friday in Los Angeles. He was 88. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.